Hey guys, Steve Booth here, coming to you with another episode of my podcast series. And guys, today, this is an important podcast. I want to help you get better results with your body transformation, and not just that, but every area of your life. And so today, as my next meal, my bodybuilding meal prep is in the microwave heating up right now, I'm going to help you really get proud of yourself to get better results, and explain what that means as well. And guys, this has just come about because I've just been in a few coaching calls with my clients, and I'm just recognizing this common trend constantly, and I've just got to verbalize it. I've got to put it down. I've got to share this message with you. And it's all about how you can get better results for yourself. And it all starts with being proud of doing of yourself by doing the input. Because the reason why people fall off, or they end up in a negative cycle, you know, they stop going to the gym and then they end up in this negative cycle of putting on weight, or they just constantly get stuck in a rut or whatever it may be. The reason why people stay in that place, they stay there and it gets worse, is because they're not proud of themselves. Because they're not proud of themselves. But when you walk around with a sense of pride, when you look in the mirror, and even if it's not perfect, but you see the progress, you're proud. When you have that pride in yourself, you walk around with a spring in your step. You have that quick beat of the chest. You have the butterflies in the stomach when you go to do something. You get motivated. Why? Because you're proud of yourself. It's so simple, guys. It's so simple. And I see this all the time, and people commonly forget that that's what's important. Right? Think about it. If you're doing the input, you know, you're doing the workouts. When you do a workout, finally, even if you haven't gone in the last week or the last 2 weeks or months even, if you haven't gone, if you go and smash out that workout, do you think you're going to feel proud? Yes. You're going to walk out of there and you're like, yeah, I did that. Good on me. And you're going to feel fucking great. And you pumping up your own ego, you pumping yourself up, you being proud of yourself for doing the input, being, hey, I fucking gave it a good go. Good on me. And you feel that pride in yourself, you are going to be much more likely to do more of that input. And you're going to find happiness and fulfillment in doing the work. Because as you guys know, if you do the work, you'll get the results. It's that simple. And there you go. There's the microwave. Just telling me my meal's ready. But if you do the work, you will get the results. You guys know this. And it's so simple, but it needs to be said. Just do it. Just do the work. If you do the work, you'll get results. And knowing, you got to know this, when you do the work, you'll feel proud of yourself. You feel like shit when you don't go to the gym, when you skip the gym. When you constantly know you should go to the gym. You look at yourself and you see your body looking back at yourself and you feel shit about yourself. You're eating unhealthy food, but you know it's bad for you, so you feel guilty and then you feel shit about yourself. Do you really want to constantly go through life feeling shit about yourself? No. You want to feel proud of yourself. Like, I'm about to eat this bodybuilding meal knowing that it's nourishing my body. I'm going to be proud that I didn't go to Hungry Jack's or McDonald's or something. I'm eating this. I'm proud that I'm investing the money into my health and fitness. I'm proud I'm investing the time. I'm proud I'm putting in the effort. And it encourages me every day to get the result, because as you guys know, you've just got to do the work. You've just got to do the work. It doesn't even have to be super overcomplicated. You've just got to do it. Just do it. Look, one of the world's like top fitness brands is Nike. And their saying is, just do it. Just fucking do it, right? It's that simple. You know you've got to, like, what are the three main things that you've got to do? And I did this in my last podcast, which I actually did earlier this morning, right? The last podcast, where you can go back and watch it. I'm not going to explain it. But listen to it. It's only 3 minutes. But essentially, guys, you've just got to do the work. What are three things that you need to do? Three things you need to do that's going to get you results. Workout. Do your meal prep once a week, and maybe, you know, listen to a podcast like this every day, right? If you do those things, you will get results. You guys know this. It's actually pretty simple. And if you do those things and you have a calendar or a piece of paper and you scratch it out, you know, like a tally up all the workouts you're doing this month, you know, tally it out. Give yourself a reward. Every time you do a workout, you know, at the start of the week, you should get, like, do this, get cash out of the bank, right? If you get motivated by money, go down to the bank. Get out, or the ATM, get out $100, or go down to the teller and get out all these $10 notes, or whatever you got to do. And then every time you do a workout, you put $10 into a jar, or $100 or whatever's going to motivate you, or you've got a savings account, and every time you do a workout, you put you transfer $100 across. And then when that bank account gets to $1,000 or $2,000 or $5,000, whatever it be, you go on a massive holiday. But you can't put the money there if you don't do the workout. You've got to have this discipline. You've got to have this willpower to do the work. Incentivize yourself. Find incentives to do it. You've got to do this stuff, guys, because you'll be proud of yourself. You'll go on that holiday and you'll be like, fuck yeah. When my business did really, really well last year, and you know, I started promoting myself online, I started just putting myself out there a lot more, I rewarded myself by buying myself a brand new motorbike, a beautiful motorbike. Brand new, it's black, it's badass. I'm looking it out the window now, I can see it there in the driveway. Like, I bought that thing. Every time I ride that motorbike, which is almost every day, I get on that thing and I'm like, yeah, I hear the engine, like just the motor just growl, right? It's just a beast. And I'm on there and I'm just thinking about success. I'm proud of myself, right? I clock out, I finish a day and I sit down on the couch and I chill out and I'm proud. Why? Because I did the input required to get me results, right? I did the marketing stuff. I did the sales stuff for my business, right? I did the workout. I ate the healthy meals. I'm moving close and I'm proud of myself. But when I don't do those things, if I neglect the business, if I neglect my relationship, if I neglect my body, I'm not going to have any pride. I'm going to feel like shit. I'm going to be less likely to do the work and I'm going to end up in a negative spiral. And so if you're watching this, guys, if you're listening to this right now, let this be a bit of a call for you to just be like, fucking, I'm going to stop the negative spiral and start, because just do it. What are the critical things that you need to just do to get you to really just get back into that good momentum, to start to be proud of yourself for doing the input? I guarantee you, you'll go and do a workout. If you do it after this, you will feel freaking incredible, because you only regret the workout you didn't do. You never regret working out. Never. Unless you injure yourself. But even then, you probably just regret doing the movement incorrectly, not the workout itself. So guys, go and make shit happen. Stay consistent by being proud of yourself, giving yourself props for doing it, and incentivize yourself to do it as well somehow. Guys, I hope this has helped. If it has, as usual, guys, make sure you hit me up on Twitter. Tweet me with any questions you may have. Let me know how you liked this podcast episode. And guys, as usual, enjoy yourself. Have a great day. I'm going to get stuck into my meal prep. It is kangaroo sausages with sweet potato mash and some gravy. It looks delicious, guys. I'm going to leave you to it. I'll see you guys in the next podcast.